So, talking about these early adapters who have to be initially in your team, how does he deal with them? So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say, and also about all the signs he had commanded him to perform. You do not want to surprise your personal assistant. Your close teammate should not be surprised in the act, in the performance of the act. So you don't tell him some things. With Jethro, you only share something, the truth, but not the whole truth. But he's somebody who is going to work with you in the project fully, your immediate assistant. You don't tell him some things. Moses still told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say. So that as they go to talk to the elders and later as they go to talk to Pharaoh, Moses can almost repeat what his brother is saying. Although he did not hear God directly, he now knows exactly what God said. There are people with a weakness, we call it manipulation. They want you to go with them in the journey, but they don't want to tell you everything. I have a friend of mine who had a team of people in his wedding. In his own mind, he's certain some of them to be lined up. In other words, although they're all his friends, some of them are, he wants to show them as closer friends than others. But he doesn't want to say it openly. So right at the wedding queue, there's total confusion because the one he doesn't want to be as close to him comes close. And what do you do? And the whole congregation is watching. It's manipulation. If you want somebody to be with you, it will be important to share everything. Then you do not embarrass yourself in public. But a lot of people think that I can manipulate the people. The manipulation is only hidden to you. Everybody can see what you are doing. And in the process, you lose trust of the team. And although they will not tell you, they are no longer as sure about you.